Right now it's time for another one of our interviews. We have a series set up with the Foundation for Community Health. And we basically follow what the Foundation for Community Health is, what they do, and who they help in our area. I think a lot of people know of the Foundation for Community Health. I always reiterate that they're not really sure what exactly they do. Well, they do a whole lot, and especially working in our immediate tri-state region. They do a whole lot helping other organizations implement programs. And one of those programs we're going to talk about right now with Rosa Gomez is learning leadership skills. This group meets in Millerton, Dover Plains, Millbrook, and it has been expanding throughout the Northeast Dutchess County corridor. It's coordinated by Rosa Gomez. And Rosa, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. It's certainly a pleasure to be here.
So let's talk a little bit about the program that you are leading. And that is an important thing whenever you're going to deal with organizations throughout here, and that is learning leadership skills.
Correct. Well, I've had the pleasure of running a program. The name of the program is called the Kingship Circles of Support Groups. And basically what it does, it provides a space for immigrant women to build connections to the community and to learn how to navigate life in the United States. The mission is for that space to be a place of growth, development, of friendship, and support from community members. The group of women meet regularly, either through Zoom at this point due to the pandemic, or in person to talk and learn new programs, resources, and participate in many different activities at the Kingship meetings. The group, we invite presenters from local community agencies to provide information in the areas related to personal and family health, achieving your life goals, navigating local school systems, improving wellness and nutrition, increasing access to local health resources, learning leadership skills, just like you said. And the groups, they actually meet, if let's say they were to be in person, they would meet in Millerton, Dover Plains, Millbrook, and we're continuing to expand within the Dutchess Northeast Corridor.
Now, what's interesting about this program, and I guess really when you look at the events that have unfolded over the past couple of weeks with refugees and what's going on in Afghanistan, a program like this really makes it much easier for the community to assimilate people that are moving into the area, and for the people who move into the area that require this, it makes it probably as seamless as it can possibly be.
Absolutely, I certainly agree. And our goal is to expand in different languages also. As of right now, we run them in Spanish, but we are looking into expanding them so we can reach out to different communities. But I certainly agree. It's certainly a great resource, and I think it just creates just an atmosphere of being a safe place where someone can come that has come from another country and might need a particular need and maybe doesn't know how to get to that need, how to go and get it into a community and have the resources that they might need. And this is the place where they can go. They can call us. They can let us know their needs, and we will certainly find the resources that they need.
We are talking with, once again, Rosa Gomez, who is the program coordinator and case manager at Catholic Charities. For people that don't understand what Catholic Charities is, just a little explanation for people that are listening, what Catholic Charities is and what it does.
Absolutely. Catholic Charities Services of Dutchess County, it's an agency that strives to build a more and caring Dutchess County by providing comprehensive, high-quality human services to our neighbors of all religion, particularly the poor and vulnerable. We certainly have various services.
Now, how does Foundation for Community Health, do they help fund some of these programs?
They have certainly helped to fund the Kingship program. Okay. So the Kingship Circle of Support is certainly funded by Community Health. And they have certainly made a difference. If it wasn't for them, we would not be able to run that program.
Now, when you came up with the, who came up with the idea for the circle of support group, the kinship circle of support group? Was it a, like, did you get together in a joint meeting and come out, or did someone say, hey, you know, this would be a good idea to present?
There were several people at the time. I do not have their names on my list on here, but yes, they saw a need within the Northeast Corridor, and they decided they wanted to create this group.
So it's
certainly they were able to identify it.
Yeah, it's obvious that the Foundation for Community Health has made a big difference then in what Catholic Charities is able to do in Dutchess County.
Yes, that program certainly runs because of them. Now, Catholic Charities does have additional services that Foundation of Community Health, basically, we collaborate back and forth. So let's just say one of the kinship members needs a type of case management or has a certain need, we can certainly provide. And those services are rental assistance. They are utility assistance. We give food. We have a food pantry that provides food for those that are battling with diabetes. They have certain limitations or they have a special needs. So that pantry is focused on them, and we also have just a regular food pantry. We also provide Visa cards. If anyone needs a debit card or store card to buy gas or clothing, we can certainly provide that. We have budgeting guidance, benefit assistance, personal care items we can give. We give clothing, furniture, transportation assistance. We have counseling, immigration services, seasonal goods. We can provide, and we also collaborate assisting with bringing in partners and agencies by covering related costs where applicable, which would be like medical bill, dental bill, vision services, mental health, legal assistance, educational programming, employment training, home safety, and domestic violence services.
Now, for somebody listening at home, what's the easiest way that they can access information and get more information about the services that you offer?
Yes, they can certainly access the hotline. We have a 24-hour hotline, and the number is 845-499-1597. You can also call the main office, which is 845-452-1400. Or you can email us at ccsdc@rchny.org. Or there's also walk-ins. That may be at the Poughkeepsie office or our satellite location.
And if people want to look on the web, it's catholiccharities-dutchesscounty.org, catholiccharities-dutchesscounty.org. Rosa, thank you very much for joining us, and once again trying to let people know how organizations like yours interact with the Foundation for Community Health to really bring a much better lifestyle for everybody who lives in our tri-state region.
Oh, thank you for giving us the opportunity to share.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Once again, our program with the Foundation for Community Health.